Shakira, is that you?
Oh my god, you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Don't touch that dial.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go. Mark Twain found humor all around. Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference. Humor. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 30th, join the Ultimate Frisbee Team for their practice happening from 4 to 6 p.m. on the intramural field. Also happening on Tuesday, join the Computer Art Club for their meeting happening in Fine Arts 321 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Lastly, join Student Association for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Thursday, join the Student Caribbean Association for a game of Spooky Bingo, happening from 6 to 7 p.m. in Alumni Hall. Also happening on Thursday, join the Center for Racial Justice for a powerful panel, discussion, and celebration of Hispanic and Latinx Heritage Month. This will be happening in the Great Room from 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop, happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103. On Saturday, be sure to check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening on Dietz Street in town from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Saturday, join Student Association for A Night of the Impossible with Larry and Raven. This will be happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the ballroom. On Sunday, join WONY for our general body meeting and come and learn about our awesome club. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Fitzell Hall 303. Hope to see you there. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to have a
good morning out there in Radio Land. TJ Nuss for Mark 2. TJ Nuss for Mark 2. What's in your pocket? Rockin' and rollin', episode 58, I believe. We roll in here Thursday. I like a good Thursday. I just heard from one of my ex-students, who's, by the way, he's just amazing right now. Brian Miller is going to be up here doing some TEDx talks and kind of going on this weekend. I'm going to try to see if I can get him on the radio show, maybe do a special show on Saturday, which would be super fun. I'm rocking and rolling here. New Swift album's coming out. Everybody's freaking out right now. Freaking out! New Swift. Anyways, I'm not going to play any Swift this morning, but we're going to start with some Heart, who I love, some Dreamboat Annie.
Head in the clouds. Sad face.
Yeah, listen to her heart. Tom Petty, love it, love it, love it. Tom's amazing. So sad his passing years ago. But what a great artist. He's always somebody who is kind of like... Tom Petty's one of those artists. It also reminds me of like Stevie Wonder or something like that, where somebody, if somebody's like, I don't like Tom Petty, I'm like, what? Why would you not like Tom Petty? What did Tom Petty ever do to you? Anyways, Tom Petty's amazing. Before that, we had some Dream Boney Annie by Heart, which I absolutely love. I have a quick announcement here and some awesome stuff. Brian Miller, who is in the class of 2010, who's just an incredible human being. He was one of my students in one of the rock ensembles. And at that point, was an incredible magician as well. Still is. And incorporates that in his... daily life as well, but a great guitar player and super, super, super duper awesome person just in general. He's going to be up here this weekend. It's Parents' Weekend, as we all know. He'll be here at 7 p.m. Friday, October 3rd at the Morris Conference Center in Craven Lounge, giving a guest presentation called In Defense of Useless Humanity Degrees, which is awesome. I'm bringing this up. Description in quotations. What are we going to do with that? It's the question every humanities student hears from a well-meaning family member. Philosophy, anthropology, sociology. What could you possibly do with those degrees? For Brian Miller, the answer was, whatever I want. After graduating from SUNY Oneonta in 2010 with dual degrees in mathematics and philosophy, he walked away from a planned PhD to pursue a career in professional magic. Starting at background parties and eventually performing for National Corporation, Brian's work led to invention to give a TEDx talk, That talk went viral and launched a new career as an international keynote speaker, sharing his magic and his message with thousands of audiences across five continents. Today, Brian is the founder of a global communication consulting firm. He and his team work with scientists, psychologists, cybersecurity experts, healthcare professionals, and activists to help them explain their work clearly to donors, funders, and the public. In the presentation, Brian looks back on the last 15 years since leaving SUNY Oneonta and shares the lessons from his philosophy studies that become the foundation of his career. Students will walk away with a new perspective on the useless, in quotations, humanity degree, and the clear sense of how to answer the question for themselves. Super, super cool. So one awesome thing is I'm just chatting with him because he sent me a message saying he was going to be in town and if he wanted to get together. And I said, hey, let's do a radio show. So there'll be a special version of What's in Your Pocket this Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. with myself and the great Brian Miller, which I'm really looking forward to. It's always great to see him. He's a wonderful conversationalist and an incredible human being. So wake up early on Saturday and come listen to the show. It'll be a good one. I'll promote some more stuff. And you should go see him if you're in town and or on campus or around Friday night at 7 p.m. in the Craven Lounge, the Morris Conference Center. He's a very, very, very great speaker and a very funny dude and a great magician at the same time. He's just awesome. So, yeah, please go support him and please tune in as well. All right. With all that being said, what am I playing? I'm going to play some Fleetwood Mac. I'm in the mood for some kind of Mac this morning. Also mac and cheese, but I have none of that right now, and I'm not exactly sure. Could I eat mac and cheese at this hour in the morning? That answer is always yes. I'd probably be loggy for the rest of the day, but you know, I'm in the studio, and I'm not allowed to eat in here, so I'll deal with the Fleetwood Mac instead of the mac and cheese. Fleetwood Mac, Rihanna, followed by Sunshine by Alice in Chains off their debut album, Facelift, which is amazing. Such a great album. I got like a remastered version of that, and it sounds great. It looks great. It reminds me of high school, and that was a good time for the old Pawkett. So, actually, all times are a good time for Pawkett. As far as I'm concerned, life is great. It's super fantastic. I get to teach some lessons today, and then I'm going to watch my son's football game, and then I'm going to come back and work with some rock bands. We got a great rock combo show this weekend. So it's Parents' Weekend. There's all kinds of stuff going on campus and all that stuff. But the last thing, kind of, if you're kicking around on Sunday too, parents and students and all this kind of stuff, at the B-Side Ballroom at 4 p.m., there are going to be six rock bands, of which I coach, playing at the B-side, and each band's going to be playing 4 to 5 songs. It should go from about 4 to 6:30 or so. And I'll be singing in the third band, I think. It's a System of the Down band. So if you want to see me scream really high, you can come and check that out. And see what this 50-year-old can still do with his vocal cords, hopefully not blow them up. I'm looking forward to it. It's Rock Ensemble Rock Combo Show 109, which is totally insane. I've been doing this for many, many, many years, and I absolutely love it. Okay, we're going to put some Frank Zappa on. This is off the album Sleep Dirt. Somebody had mentioned this the other day to me because they were talking about the smog monster. I think it was, I forgot who was it. Was it Orion, maybe? I can't remember. But Zappa released, was supposed to do all these albums for Warner Brothers. He was trying to get out of his contract, and he was planning on releasing 4 albums together at the same time. Stuff wound up, he was going to release 4 albums as a set called Lather, or Leather. It looks like lather, but it's leather. Warner Brothers wasn't buying the big album set, so he broke it up into, I forgot the whole story, I'm probably getting it wrong, but either way, he recorded 4 albums worth of material and wound up releasing it as 4 different albums instead of the one called Leather, but you can buy that now as a set, either on CD or on vinyl. The albums were Sleep Dirt, Studio Tan, Orchestral Favorites, and maybe Zappa in New York, I think, were the 4 titles that were broken up in there. And Sleep Dirt is one of them, one of the 4 albums. I'm going to play a song off it called Egyptian Strut, which I absolutely love.
1, 2, 3.
Young Rascals, Good Love, and same as the Rascals. So confusing, all these bands. It's like a Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, Starship. All those are totally different. Different eras and so forth. But anyways, you got some Young Rascals are awesome. We rocking and rolling today. Feeling pretty good. And let's see, sorry, my cables were a little tied up here. We're going to continue on our quest to play all of the organ music of Bach, all 200 and I think it's 17 pieces that are known to exist in some kind of full score. I don't know. You know, Bach wrote a lot of stuff and a lot of stuff that it was attributed to him, superfluous. Nobody knows if it was actually him or not. So there's also probably a ton of pieces that were lost because they weren't really cataloging back then. He was just cranking stuff out. But I'd have to get the definitive number. But I do own what is somewhat known as the complete known works of him that are stuff that is definitely something he wrote and something we can attribute and record of that. So this is the last, I believe, maybe there's more of them, but it's at least side one of this album that are what are called choral settings. So here we go. Here's some Bach.
Thank you.
The Chipmunks were their version of Let's Go by the Cars. Amazing, from Chipmunk Punk. I love that album. I could listen to it all day. Before that, I don't even know what we played. It was so confusing. Oh, there was the Bach thing. We're continuing with the Bach thing every time I do this show. So we got many, many, many pieces. I double-checked the album, and it at least when that was released, which was in the 70s, there were 217 confirmed organ works. There might be more now because in the past 50 years, they might have either proved or disproved what is out there in for the authenticity of Bach's compositions. But I'll do a little bit more research on that and then get back to you. For those of you who are just dying to know the answer. Anyways, we're going to listen to some Charles Mingus now. Mingus is another one of my always go-tos. This is Boogie Stop Shuffle, originally released on I got this from the Complete Atlantic Recordings, which is amazing. Oh, sorry, not Atlantic, sorry. Columbia. This is the Columbia years. He also did a bunch of stuff with Atlantic and Impulse and stuff like that. He bounced around quite a bit to a bunch of different record labels. But sorry about that, Atlantic. This is Columbia.
backbone. Pack of words that don't want alone. One on one, they won't look me in the eye, but when the pack together, it's a battle cry. I saw it, 6-1. The crowd is spurting, the kick is done. Go! I call violence. Why speak out when you be silent? Down there, out on the dance floor, too much violence, I don't want more. Down there, out on the streets, I can see the air, I can see the heat. No,
no more,
no,
bad town.
No more bad town. No,
no more,
no,
bad town.
No more bad town. No more.
The great Op Ivy, No More Bad Town, so awesome. I bought the remaster of that album, and it's very good. Sounds great. One of my favorite old school ska punky thingies coming out there. Oh, we got some Elvis coming on for you, some love songs going down. We got some Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together with suspicious minds.
love you too much, baby. Elvis, you're the best. I'm going to leave you with some Poison here for my last song of the day. But tomorrow, I got a lot of guests coming on. Tomorrow, I have Angie Gillespie, who's right upstairs from us right now. She works at the front desk at Hunt Union. She's amazing. She's going to come on here and talk about 90s music, and we're going to play some of that chat. She's also going to bring some music from her bands that she was previously in. I believe probably Liquid Me stuff. She was also in a band called Downer. We'll talk about all that kind of stuff in music and so forth. I look forward to having her on the show tomorrow. Saturday, I'm going to do a special edition from 8 to 9 with Brian Miller, graduate from 2010, who's up here giving a couple lecture presentations for Parents Weekend. Next week on Friday the 10th, we're going to have Danny Lappin on. He's a local smarty. He does a lot of stuff, planning. He's involved in participating in governmental things as well, and just an overall intelligent human being who I really enjoy talking to, and also knows a lot about basketball and baseball. So we'll probably hit a little bit of that kind of stuff too. He was originally from California, and I believe he went to the same high school as Jeremy Lin from the Lin Sanity days. I think he played with him actually on a basketball team. So it's pretty cool. Danny's awesome. I can't wait to have him on. He's such a great conversationalist. So that's October 10th. And yeah, I got a lot of people kind of coming on. If you want to be a guest on the show, hit me up. I'd love to just have you come up here and we can once again just play music. We can chat. You know, it's always nice to have people on What's in Your Pocket. And I look forward to seeing y'all, and you know, keep it locked. This is Wony 90.9 FM, DJ Nosfer Mark II with What's in Your Pocket, basement of Hunt Union, home of Red Dragon Radio. Going to leave you with nothing but a good time, because that's my life, always having a good time.
try too hard and I feel so wrong. You promised me forever and you say it won't be wrong. But it's too late now for me to just forget. I never thought I'd lead you to feel regret for all I never was. For all this time alone has left me hurt, sad and lost. Yeah, every time you leave me is a lie. Promise me forever, you say it won't be wrong. There's nothing you can do to change your mind, she said. Nothing you can do but sing. Your soul is a fragile thing. Nothing you can do now but pretend again.
Wait, we need like a 3-2-1. Okay. Ready?
3-2-1.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Don't be sad. Tune in to WONY 90.9 FM.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone.